I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, folks, and welcome. Welcome along to Fika with Al Pitcher. Really grateful for you to give me your ears. Loving the old Svadia weather. I know that's an awkward thing to say early on. I know the weather is the kind of conversation you have with your parents when you've got nothing to say and you actually don't want to speak to them. But Fifan, it just keeps on going, doesn't it? It doesn't stop. And nobody really talking about the global warming. Nobody really bringing that up. Nobody sort of saying, you know what? It's nearly October and it's quite sunny. We're still outside. That's the Svadia. That's the Svadia for you. Happy when it's sunny. Depressed when it's runny. I'm in a great mood. I've been doing shows. I've been in Linköping, Norrköping. I've done shows in Stockholm. I've done my work in progress shows. And I went to Berlin. And that was a joy. I was on with a man called Mark Mayer. And we had such a great time in Berlin. And it was great for me to see and do another show in a country where, you know, English isn't the biggest language. Okay? Like Svadia, I did the performance, of course, in English, not in German. But it was brilliant. And what I loved about it and what gave me a real boost in everything was just walking around and seeing stuff and then going on stage and sort of talking about it, you know. We both had a fun time. We went for a cup of tea in a cheesecake place in Berlin. And there was like a lady brought out a cup of tea and then she brought out an egg timer and said, "You must wait until the egg timer is telling you to pour the tea." I don't know where she was from, in a very kind of German way, we waited, and I like that. And Germans are Germans. And one thing for me that I quite liked was it was a bit like France in a way where they just didn't kind of get any kind of little chat. It's just serious questions or get out of town, you know. So it was great. It was really good fun. This month's show is, it's me talking. And I sat down and had a really fun, really nice, cool chat with a mate of mine, Kodjo Akolor, who is off the radio. He's a brilliant comedian and a super guy. So I sat down with him. And we spoke about a lot of stuff. And I hope you find that really interesting as I continue this quest to learn the language. I've also got a little kind of strange little interview with a hobbit they call Frank, who is my son. I've got some breaking news and I've also got something I need to rant about. It's all coming up in the Al Pitcher podcast. It's Fika with me. And I sat down with my friend Kodjo Akolor, and I had a fika, so here we go.
Stucka, stucka, stucka with my guest. Stucka, stucka, stucka under house arrest. Stucka, stucka, stucka gonna help me with my Swedish test. Okay, here is my guest.
Welcome to the pod. See, that's my radio voice.
Why were you holding your ear when you did your radio voice?
That's Kodjo Akolor. How are you, Kodjo?
I'm fine, thank you. Do we have to talk like this the whole time?
No, it's basically what this podcast is. How is it to talk in a helicopter when doing the weather? Would you do that job if you got given it?
Fuck yeah. Oh, sorry, can I curse?
Yes, you okay? Can.
Yeah, fuck donkey shit, fuck yeah.
Just all the time, just over traffic.
Yeah. There's no traffic right now. Back to Jan in the studio.
I think the Stockholm one would be hilarious. Or maybe like Flan or something like that.
Yeah. There's nothing happening on the streets. Back to the studio.
Lasse's tractor's broken down and there are no cars behind it. Don't stress.
There are a lot of cows piling up. But wait, no, there's Lasse. He's pushing
them away.
So you
would do that? Oh, I would have the fear. I'd have the fear.
Fear of what?
Helicopter smashing?
No, but they can crash land easily. Like really, really well, apparently. According
have you
to
been on one?
No, but I've seen it on Discovery. You know, Discovery, before internet existed, that was where all the knowledge came from.
Do you know that internet only began in 1989?
Yeah.
That freaks me out.
Why? That is so young, or that has been so long?
That's so young. But it's not that young, is it really?
No.
That's what, 27 years?
Yeah, 27 years plus, like, the internet that you and me use, apparently that's like...
Yeah, but your internet that you use is very, very different than most people's.
But even my internet is the tip of the iceberg of the internet. Like, in its 27 years, internet has been Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, blah. But then there's another 98%, which is basically ordering hitmen, drugs, and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
The dark web. Do-do-do-do.
That's what we need. We're live here with Kodjo over the traffic. Do-do-do-do. That's your little... how many languages do you know?
I speak Swedish and English both semi-fluently. But I lived in Paris for 6 months.
Semi-fluently?
Semi-fluently.
Do you know what my wife says? When you're on radio or when she speaks to you, you've got a wonderful, warm Swedish about you.
Ah, well.
Wonderful, warm Svensk.
That's what I tell people to say, actually.
But you don't have the American kind of Swedish, do you? You've been in America as well.
Yeah, I've been in the States, but I mean, I more or less chose to sound more American at a younger age. Because, I mean, this is the English I use when I talk to other English-speaking people.
Yeah.
But if I speak with my parents, then it becomes more neutral.
Okay.
Maybe more Ghanaian-esque, I guess.
Could you give me an example? I'm your parent, right?
This is weird.
Okay. Hey, Kodjo. This is your dad.
Okay, yeah.
Kodjo, you have
to sound a lot angrier. Like, the thing is, with like African parents, they shout a lot for no reason. So if you're going to like say my name, you have to scream it.
But it's going to come across quite full on. Hey, Kodjo!
No, it's no A. We're not in fucking Canada. Hey, Kodjo!
Okay, do your dad then.
Kodjo!
Okay, Kodjo. See, and that's even him when he answers the phone to you.
Yeah, no, but that's like, Kodjo! Where's the remote? Kodjo! You have to intone it. It's the ko and then at the jo, that's where the punch comes. So the ko is the lifting.
Well, maybe he's feeling a bit, he's got a migraine, so he just goes.
Same tone.
Like same tone.
Yeah, African dads don't believe in pain. Unless it's giving it to people.
So you're the Ghanaian kind of English.
Yeah, but I would say it's more natural, kind of like this. This is more how I would talk with my parents. I wouldn't use a lot of American words. And maybe it's slight. You see, there's not a pronounced African per se accent. It's just a toning down of the American, so it sounds a bit more neutral, and then maybe some words I use differently.
But that's like when you meet a Jamaican person, you just follow their kind of beat, don't
yeah
you?
Yeah
yeah.
But it's also embarrassing. I met a Jamaican, he's like, your patois was it's not bad, but it's not really good.
Bomba clad. Oh, bomba clad.
Bloodshot.
See, that's how bad I am with languages. This whole exercise is meeting people who have this thing with language, you know? Like you say you went to France.
Yeah.
And you studied, what, were you there? Or
I studied international economy for 6 months.
In France.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, when we came to the first day of school, like, the head of our department, which was all the foreign exchange students, was like, I know that you are not here to learn about France, or you are here to learn about France and not about education. So the education will be as follows. You will learn a little bit about France, and you will learn a lot more about France by being in France, by being in Paris and enjoying the food, the wine, the boulangerie, all of the things.
The romance,
the love, the passion, all of these things, the essence of the French will not be taught in the classroom, but in real life.
Yeah.
And then we had really, really, I mean, like one of the tests I had was an international marketing. And the final test was question one, what do you think about international marketing? And question two, what's the future of international marketing?
Yeah.
2 pages past the class.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and since we were all exchange students, everybody spoke English. So for me, it wasn't like...
So it was like from everywhere. We are the world.
Yeah, it was a Canadian, Mexican, who I'm still good, really, really close friends with, American.
It was a 6-month course.
Yeah.
Never heard of that.
6 months. It was like an exchange. So one semester abroad.
So there was a French person that came here.
Yeah. And she lived in my apartment then.
Got confused.
And she stole 50 kroner from me.
Wow.
She was like, your shower head's broken. I bought a new one. I want 50 kroner. I'm like, yeah, sure. Came home. Same shower head. Not broken.
That's the French for you.
Bloody French.
But don't you think the French, I found when I was in France, that the French don't want to speak another language.
They do. That's what I learned in my class called Learning the French Identity.
Yeah.
That the French, they're very, very, very proud of being French. And what I noticed after 6 months of being there, in my experience, was that what you want to do when you're in France, and here's a tip to everybody, is that you, in really, really bad French, want to walk up and be like, pardonnez-moi, où est le Tour Eiffel, s'il vous... And they'll stop you and be like, no, arrête. Do you speak English? Like, yes, I do. And they're like, what do you need help with? And then they're super helpful.
I think what my problem was, and I've got a big problem with languages, is I tried to banter with them.
Yeah, no.
So I was in a shop, and I'd be like, croissant, and then I wasn't like Robin Williams picking up croissants and putting them on my ears and go, Princess Leia, not like that. I was like, you're having a good day, and they're having none of that.
Nope,
it's like,
nope.
just move on.
Yeah.
We had enough with Codger, and then they moved on, you know. And then you went to Spain. You were in Spain for a while?
No, but I've been to Spain a lot. Okay. But I like languages a lot, and I work a lot with accents.
Yes, you do, on stage as well.
Yeah. So I've always... And that came from, like, watching Allo Allo, the... I don't even... Allo,
yeah,
Allo.
Yeah. You're French.
Yeah,
the
my
guy
French
that used
accent
to come
is,
out.
Yeah, is Allo Allo. And all my British accents are from Monty Python.
Yeah.
And the American accents come from watching a lot of, like, different cartoons when I was young.
Because Swedes have that amazing ability, don't they, to go over somewhere, go to somewhere, and be there for, like, a week and then come back, you know, just speaking Boston, you know, kind of. I meet a lot of Swedes who've been in Australia for, like, 2 weeks. And they're Australian. They're basically, I'm talking to Crocodile Dundee.
I like going fishing, and I talk to
what
my mates.
What a beautiful place you've got here, you know. Sheena. But you work a lot on radio. You're a big star on radio, do you think you...
I would say one of the biggest.
Yeah. And that we won't cut that bit out.
No, we shouldn't. We shouldn't. We should actually have a dramatic pause.
No, we should have your helicopter kind of... Yeah. And whenever I get interviewed on Sveriges Radio, it always has to be translated.
Yeah.
And I always think that the joke, it gets lost. I can see them saying it. I'm like, oh, no, that's not what I said, man. This is a bad translation.
Yeah.
And people are going, this guy's funny. Oh, no. How important do you think it is, the translation? Because you get, like, big stars going on your station.
But I would say not to translate. We don't. On my station, we don't. Unless it's, like... Sometimes when it's, like... If it's something really special or important, then, like, say we're having the interview right now.
Yeah.
And then music plays on, and then after the music, we'll be back. And then, like, okay, so then we'll, like, do, like, a short summary of what we talked about in Swedish. And
okay.
Then go back to the interview. But not translate during the time somebody's talking. Because in Sweden, we don't dub things. We subtitle.
No.
That's a big thing here. And I
that was amazing. I was in Zurich one time, and I watched Saving Private Ryan, and it was dubbed over in German.
Yeah, it's
freaking... Felt very wrong.
Yeah.
Felt very wrong, you know. But you feel very comfortable speaking English. And your kids speak
Swedish and English. Or actually my son.
But we hung out in the archipelago.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I've done a lot of gigs with you. You're a great comic, and we kind of did this little tour around the archipelago, of which 3 or 4 years ago we nearly lost you. Let's not beat the bush here, mate.
Maybe it's too soon.
It's not, mate. I think about the time.
I don't think
people actually know
how close.
I don't know if you're talking about too soon in the pod or too soon after the event.
Too soon in life.
Yeah, we nearly lost you, man.
Yeah, it was close. It was
canoeing.
Tipped over, almost drowned.
On purpose for a joke?
Never on purpose for a joke. I'm not a slapstick comic. But yeah, I almost died. It was deeply traumatic. And also, I think the traumatic part was how pathetic it would have been if I would actually have drowned. Because it's one thing.
You were stuck in the canoe,
yeah,
if I remember.
Yeah, and I was underneath for like maybe, it felt like a week, but it was probably like 5 or 6 seconds.
You saw
it happen?
No. I saw the aftermath. I saw the shock. I've seen the therapy that's gone through. To be so close to someone, you sort of saw the light, you know?
Yeah.
Let's be honest. Those 6 seconds under the water, they've changed you. You're a different person.
To this day, yeah. I was a lot happier before I got close to death. Now I feel...
You saw what it is.
Yeah, well, I saw the end. And to be perfectly honest, it looked pretty fucking awesome, even though I was freaking out and almost dying. But at one point, I did kind of feel like, well, it was mostly just kind of like, oh, this would suck. Like, this would be a shitty way to go. But I wasn't afraid of...
Don't you think it's a good way to go, though?
No, it's a shitty way to go.
He went on a kite. He got
exactly
in a canoe.
Do you understand how my post-mortem roast would be? It would be kayak jokes after kayak jokes after kayak jokes. That was what I was thinking of. Like, so there's going to be like this weird, you know, like wake thingy where a bunch of comedians all are going to do kayak jokes. And it's going to be so fucking pathetic.
And people are just paddling on.
Yeah. I'd like to.
What's your swimming ability like?
Not as good. It's better
so
now.
So you shouldn't have been in that canoe.
Well, it wasn't my fault. I was a victim of circumstance.
Life jacket on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This
is a big part.
Well, this is a big thing with trauma, Al. You don't remember everything in detail. You just remember the worst
part. Well, the story
parts.
You told me was it was like there was a little kind of fish trying to drag you down, and you saw the future. And
yeah,
like,
they were looking
you're
at
like,
me.
I just saw the face of this guy, Donald Trump, and it scared for me. And then you
make
turned
America
back. I'm going to be a different
again.
Person.
Yeah.
How do you think about that election? Just off the.
He's going to win.
And what's the world going to become?
Shit.
I don't think he's going to win. I think he's going to make too many mistakes leading up to it. I think he's got another 6 weeks to mess it up.
I think everybody underestimates, no offense to any American listeners, but the majority of you, pretty fucking stupid. And yeah, I said it with what I consider to be a kind of stupid accent.
Where's it's
from,
a good accent.
I don't know. But I'm thinking whoever talks
well,
like
what,
this...
Well, what I like about it is the people... There's no, you're not offending anyone. Because everyone in America's going, that's not us. That's not us.
That's Billy Joe Bob. And your sister Mary Sue, who is like, I love Donald Trump.
You think he's going to get in?
Oh, yeah. I think there's a lot more stupid people in America than intelligent
you
ones.
You went to America and you did some acting.
Acting class for 4 weeks, an intensive course in method acting.
Yes. And that would be something, that would be your dream, would it?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, because to be perfectly honest, the thing I really love about acting is that it's even less work than being a comedian.
Okay.
But yeah.
Well, it's not though, is it?
It is. Actors lie. That's why I don't trust actors, because I always think they're shifty, shady fucks.
But are they lying or are they acting?
Yeah, exactly. But I think they're lying. They're thinking that they're... It's not... I mean... After 4 weeks of like sitting and pretending stuff, what I realized was that number one, love pretending stuff. Number two, when you act, somebody gives you your script. When you're a comedian, you're the director, you're the writer, and you're the performer. You have to do all these three things and then deliver it on stage. And it's a touch and go kind of experience. You know, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah.
In acting, you have takes and stuff where you can like, okay, so in this scene, you're going to say potato spuds, and they're like, potato spuds. Cut. Okay, we'll take another one. Could we have one with a little bit more energy? Like, absolutely. Potato spuds. Like, wonderful. Good. Got that one. Could you say more like gospel-y? Potato spuds. Good. Got that one. It's no work at all. And I mean, sure, there are these, like, you know, like, yeah, I had to work out for 6 months and
yeah,
I had to eat food.
Are you into method?
Yeah. Well, method what I learned learning the method
yeah.
was that the whole method thing has been misconstrued by the general public. Like, going method
is... Well, it's Daniel Day-Lewis, isn't it? It's...
Well, that's not going method.
It's like De Niro. It's like living in a...
Yeah.
Being homeless to play a role.
Yeah, but that's not method. Like, they said, like, that's what people say as an alibi of going method. That's like doing your research for a role.
Okay.
It could be like, yeah, I'm going to be homeless. I understand, like, what it is being homeless. But real, actual method is, like, being able to stand in the blizzard and just be so fucking into... being on a beach that you can relax in the blizzard and be like, I'm on a beach, it's in the beach, it's fine, I'm cool, blah blah.
Yeah.
It's just about a lot of work with, but if there are different schools within the method as well.
Was it different with the language? Is, I mean, obviously, like, Swedish comedy very different to English speaking comedy.
Yeah.
I watch a Swedish comic do a routine, and for me, I'm thinking, where are the laughs? They put a lot of Swedes put a lot of pressure on the punchline.
Yeah.
I feel with the story, it's like, oh God, this better be big, this better be big. Bata! Okay. You know, whereas an English comic is just peppered, you know?
Yeah.
I think that.
Yeah, because for me, I started watching a lot of Eddie Murphy. That was what led me into this line of work.
Yeah.
And for him, it's stories. It's the punchline is in the act out.
Your comedy stories, though.
Yeah, I do a lot of stories, and my comedy, per se, is more of, like, the act out. That's the funny, like, the story in itself.
Yeah, yeah.
I always set the premise, and then I act it out.
Yeah,
and that's
yeah.
the funny for me. Yeah. I never set the punchline in, like, actual funny written stuff.
It's yeah,
more like
yeah.
weird things, like a drowning accident, which wasn't that dramatic,
not,
but then you twist the fuck
not that
out
dramatic,
of it.
But not that funny either.
Not that funny either.
You told it funny, but really, yeah. when we think about it, we nearly lost
yes.
K-Man.
It's like joking.
K-Man leaning here.
It's like joking about the Titanic.
Do you do gigs that... Your Swedish comedy has bits of English in it?
Yeah, because I travel a lot. And also, that's the thing that... When I traveled, when I was in New York, for instance,
yeah.
I mean, in New York, they don't believe that I'm not American.
Yes.
Which is a weird experience
yes.
for me, being there. But then also not being considered American and seeing America with non-American eyes, you find a lot of funny stuff
yeah, yeah.
that you can talk about with the Swedish audience because they understand where you're coming from.
Yeah.
And they get it completely. Like, seeing a person shitting a bucket in New York is maybe not a weird thing for a New Yorker.
Yeah,
but for an undercover New Yorker, it's like,
Tuesday.
Yeah, I'm going to write this down. This is hilarious.
Yeah. Why did you shit in the bucket?
I really had
method.
To go. Method. I had one class.
So the acting you'd like to do, I find that it would be very... Are you just... You know when you're doing your English comedy, are you translating? Or
no.
Or you just translate, or you're telling it as...
I'm telling, when I do English, then, because that's what I've noticed that Swedish comedians do when they have, like, these weird English nights.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, they're weird and awkward, because it's mostly a Swedish-speaking audience, always.
Yeah.
And that's it. There are one or two, like, maybe foreigners there, peppered in.
Yeah.
And what the Swedish comedians will do is that they'll translate their Swedish material to English, and it doesn't work, because... the premise is lost and it just doesn't work. You can't just translate a joke.
Yeah, yeah.
Generally. And from seeing that a lot, what I did usually when I performed at English clubs is just a lot of crowd work. And
yeah.
then if you find something there, then you can like try to bake it into your material.
Yeah.
But also like talking about being in France or Paris or Spain or New
yeah.
York or LA, it's more about a general feeling of a place.
Weirdly, I mean, my stuff is very, very about Sverige, you know. But I did a gig recently in Germany, in Berlin, and it was amazing how open they were to, like, international jokes. Because I start looking at my stuff and I'm like, oh, no, I've got no... They're not going to get Fifan, man, you know. And another weird thing was the German host... was doing stuff like, oh, you know, here we are in a Berlin basement. I mean, don't get involved. I mean, what happened last time? And I thought the Germans would be like,
no,
nein, nein, don't be joking
das
like
ist
that.
Not cool.
And he was like, how many Germans here? Put your hands up. Obviously not your right hands, you know, the trouble we got. So they think it's hilarious.
Yeah.
You know, have you ever done like English gigs abroad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was actually in a competition called The Laughing Horse.
Okay, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
They have like this competition. So I went there.
In London?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Went
yeah.
there twice.
Okay.
First time I went on to the second round and I got kicked out at the second round.
You didn't get through. Don't be no. so Swedish. Don't be so dramatic.
I got kicked out. They said, leave our country. Back to your northern regions. Winter is coming.
What was your status at that point? Not Facebook status, but what was your like stand-up status? Were you radio here?
Yes, I started doing radio here. I was still a lot more of a... I think I'm less of a comic now than I was...
I think that, knowing you now,
yeah, I was better before.
No. I think your focus is more on other things.
Yeah, so then I was a lot more on stage. But the thing was also that I noticed when I was there that there was a lot of stuff that they were talking about that was extremely British. Like, oh, yeah, this happened in Parliament. And then John said to blah, and why would you make, oh, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. And I don't get it, and then the audience would laugh. And plus that... I think now I would think differently and I would have probably gone down a few days ahead and just, you know, taking in.
Yeah, I still think that's an amazing thing to do if you're lucky enough as a comic is to go and get the local language, the local words, you know.
What's going on?
Yeah, I try and do that with like any gig, like Finland, anywhere, just to get the, oh, what would you call that? And then that just chuck in some kind of Finska?
Finska? Yeah. Suomi.
But you've got kids, right? And we briefly talked about this.
Yep.
Lovely kids. I've met them. And you speak English and Swedish to them.
Only English.
Only English.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exclusively.
So they go to Dagis, or one of them does.
Yeah.
And then he's speaking Swedish there.
Yeah, but he always speaks English with me. So like he'll say to his mother, like, oh, mommy. Or airplane is airplane.
Yeah.
There's no flygplan. But he'll say like... Tåg, like mama, tåg,
yeah.
And then my wife will be like, oh, tåg, like daddy train.
Okay.
Yeah, and if I don't hear the first time, if he says something in Swedish, like vatten, daddy vatten, water, daddy water, and I'm like, yes, I understand both. So I'm not sure, but I think maybe he thinks
that you just speak.
Yeah, like this is the way daddy talks. Like,
okay.
This is daddy talk. He's two. So I think for him, it's like, well, me and daddy, we talk like this.
Because my daughter, my son speaks Swedish and English.
Yeah.
And
really well.
Really well, yes. And then the daughter just speaks Swedish, really. Mm-hmm. She kind of understands, but she's not willing to meet me halfway.
Yeah.
I mean, she's only three. You know, we've had meetings, you know. When are you going to get your shit together and meet me halfway?
Yeah, me Linda.
So we have moments where she's saying things and I don't understand them.
Yeah.
So we're kind of in a different world than yours, where when your son's going, vatten, vatten, you know it.
Yep.
But when my daughters say something in Swedish, I'm like, what the hell is going on? So that's quite tricky, you know.
I think the
But then it's also tricky, don't you think your son will, he's going to click on, there might be a real kind of moment when he... realizes, hang on, why have I been saying English? This guy,
hey, it's another language.
Mama here, meeting, 8 o'clock. You know,
all these years,
and that's just to strengthen him with the English.
Yeah, but I think the difference between our situations is that I am taking a conscious position in not responding to Swedish. You're ignorant.
Okay.
Yeah, you're ignorant. You don't have a choice. You don't know.
Do you think it's important for me to learn Swedish?
Well, I don't want to say yes.
You,
but
no, this is what this pod is for.
Yeah, well, I don't want to say yes.
You know, we have a fika, we sit down, we have the fika. Ching ching, right?
Yummy.
Café.
Café gar.
And then we, you know, it's about getting my guests who have kind of the
English.
Yeah, they have the Swedish, they have the English, and I want their opinion because. Again, it goes to that point for me where if I was a cleaner and I came here...
You'd be fucked.
Yeah, I would have to learn the language, you know? If I walked from Syria, I would have to learn the language.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I feel a bit too privileged sometimes. I am trying. I have tried. It has, you know...
For how many years, Al?
It's been 8 years now.
Yeah.
But there's like... In SFE, they've got all these red books, and then they've got this black book that just sits in the corner. And when they open up, my name is on the front page, you know.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Achievers.
So you think, you think it's important?
No, but I would say there are parties in Sweden that use you as an example for how immigration is not working in this country. And do you want that, Al? Do you want to be an example of why immigration doesn't work?
Are they using it?
Not in a ha-ha-ha way. They're serious about it. I've heard them talk.
But is it... But don't you think I'm not...
No.
I'm like an expat.
No.
No?
No. You're just a foreigner who doesn't give a damn.
I do give a damn. No, there's a difference.
I'm just saying what they say. I personally love you, homie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. But I'm just saying what the racist parties in Sweden are saying about you.
Yeah, but they're racist.
Yeah, well, you know, if you can't beat them... No, wait.
Here's a shock. Sensational exclusive.
No, but honestly, no. I don't know. No. Yeah, well, I mean, at least...
It would be lovely, lovely to understand.
No, but I think the thing is, at least understand, like, there's... You know Greg Poehler?
Yes, yes.
He speaks Swedish. And, I mean, he starts speaking Swedish, and he makes me a French dude. Because he can be like, Tjena, hur är läget, hur mår du, Erolt? And I'm like, stop, it's terrible. It's You're raping my language. Yeah. It's not
cool. I have got... friends who are from like Wales and Britain and stuff, and they start speaking, and I just see the other Swedes going, what the hell's going on?
It's cringy.
It's like having a radio station that's not quite tuned in. It sounds terrible. What that? Just you know. And for me, it's like to get this glass of water, it could take me 2 seconds, or if I speak Swedish, it's going to be like they're going to go va. And I'm like, va? You know, it's going
to
be awkward.
And I have to do the classic language thing where you repeat basically what somebody said, but correctly.
Yeah.
So you'll say vatten, and they'll say, oh, what, vatten?
Vatten.
Han menar vatten. Vatten, hörni. Lägg ner glosböckerna. Vatten. Nej, vi behöver ingen Google Translate. Vatten.
Isn't that the man that nearly drowned? So, yes, I mean, an aim for me is to try and learn the language and do some stand-up. I mean, obviously, communicate with my daughter is higher than doing the gig.
It wasn't the first thing you said, but yeah, of course.
But it's the thing I've written down, must remember to put it into.
But I think that the tricky part is the melody of the Swedish language. Because I think it's a hard beat to find the hey hur mår du if you over exaggerate it. I would say, because I'm trying to learn Russian since my wife is half Russian and half.
Yeah, why haven't you learned Russian, you lazy shit?
Я подула русский. That doesn't mean anything.
No, it doesn't. It just sounds good.
Yeah,
it sounds good.
So what we did yesterday was that we sang a song.
Not weird.
Not weird at all, but I do anything to entertain my parents-in-law because they think I'm very unentertaining.
Okay, so they're here.
Yeah.
It wasn't by Skype.
No, so Skype. Привет! Чёрный красная. No, but for me, it was easier picking out the... Because Russian is also a super difficult language because there's nothing for me to get from anywhere.
Yeah,
Spanish, French, Italian, they're all the same kind of language group. Japanese accents I can hear, like if I learn, like, oh, arigato gozaimashita, then I can, like, if I learn a phrase,
yeah,
from the phrase I can, like, start hearing the beat of the language, and then okay, I can start picking out.
Yeah.
So that's what I do if I want to learn, like, an accent or whatever.
Yeah.
I'll work with one phrase. Like, if it's Australian, it's g'day, 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 g'day. Pipa, salt. Pipa, 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 pipa.
Yeah.
And I think with Swedish, you should work with, like, a phrase. One phrase. And just, you know, until you really have it.
Yeah. Like, nämen? And I've done that
quite some time. Yeah, yeah. I'm a typ, sha, hur är läget?
Yeah.
But you want to bring it down.
But I get to a point where it's in there. And then I could be on holiday and my wife would go, guys, a lot of Swedes around. I was like, really? I thought they were Austrian. You know, mm-hmm. Like even the dialect for me is a tough one as well. So maybe I should, you know, I...
It's been 8 years. Never mind.
It's been 8 years, but there's been attempts. There's been assassinations of the language. Let's not forget that, man. How about you? What about your future? What do you want? What do you want to do? What would you like to do?
Like I said, no, I want to act.
You're currently doing something top secret, isn't it?
Yeah, I did one little. I've gotten a lot of small parts. Well, not cool. A lot for me is two.
That's a lot.
Yeah, more than one. It's more than one, and it's a lot more than zero. Well, it's two more than zero. Yeah. But yeah, act. That's because it's no work at all. I would like to say if you listen to actors, and I watched a lot of Inside Actors Studio.
Love it.
Yeah, love the
guy,
show.
The guy.
James Lipton.
Why don't you become the Inside Acting Studio Svensk?
Because I tried to pitch it once and they were like, nobody wants to see that. And I'm like, okay, well, fuck you then. No, I would love to do that. But I also think that, I want to act because it's no work at all. I mean, at its worst, it's like basically in certain scenes really having to have a bad day. Like, okay, so today I'm going to have a shitty day. And you have a shitty day for a few hours, and then you take a deep breath, maybe have a beer, and then like, okay, back to my real life.
Can you cry?
I learned to cry. It took a long time. It was a terrible, terrible process. Because when I was doing this whole acting thingy, I only did dramatic scenes, which was also nice coming to New York and not being known as a comedian.
Yeah.
Because then people are like, oh, they're funny. But so I only did dramatic stuff.
Okay.
So it was one scene where... it's called Down the Rabbit Hole, and there's a play, and there's also a movie with Nicole Kidman and some other dude.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, about how their kid gets hit by a car. And
okay, keep it light, mate. Yeah. Okay.
yeah, but then when I, because they say what they do is like they'll tell you a lot of different stuff. Like this is comedy, this is drama, blah blah. I don't know, like drama. They're like, well, there's this, and I'm like, okay, well, I want to do the kid scene. And then at the time, my son was 7-8 months old.
Okay.
And then I went into that, then like explore that feeling and that emotion. But what I learned also is not like think about your kid being that dead. It could also be the little things that you bring up. Like for me, it was losing my teddy when I was 6. Lost it at kindergarten. Never found that fucker again. And thief. Just yeah,
so that French woman again, that 50 probably. Kroner took your shower head in the
and
teddy
I
bear.
Have your teddy. If you do not give me 50 kroner, I will kill it.
Who's the shower head now?
No, so I did that, and then I listened to a lot of sad music, and then you just hold the crying in you.
So maybe that's what I want to do with the language.
Huh?
How about watching kids' TV then? So your son
in
must,
English.
In English.
All of it in English.
Okay.
There are these streaming sites, Netflix,
okay,
where you can choose. Some of the shows only have Swedish, so we don't watch them.
Okay.
Like,
so he's missing out on a bit of chat when he goes to doggies.
No, but in doggies, he learns all the Swedish stuff. So for me, it's teaching him all the English stuff. And at home, because in my family, we all speak English.
But isn't there going to be a moment when you go through Netflix and then he's going to realize in a few years, he's going to go, hang on, we could have watched this.
Yeah, but it wasn't Swedish, so no. Okay. I mean, my brother's kids, he has four.
Yeah.
Four boys, and they've all had like this...
Is it a method that has been taught, or is it just something you've chosen to do?
Yeah.
Very different, actively. Very different.
Yeah, but we've chosen actively. And he started, because we speak English at home, so we want the kid not to understand. So, but they've all had reached this point where they're like, oh, I just want to watch it in Swedish because it's tricky for them to get all the words and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And we've always been like, well, just, you know, you have to push through. Like, you have to push through the tricky part to get to the good part. And for them, the good part now, when they're 9, 12, 13, I don't know, they're older.
Yeah.
Is that they have, in English classes in school, for them, they just breeze through it.
It's a lot easier because
there's no effort in that. And they can watch a lot more shows. There's a whole different world.
I think that's what my son's doing. He's like 6 now.
Yeah.
And he has English class on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And the teacher's like, he's like, no. Boom. You're wrong there, bruv. You're wrong there. Boom. You sit down, teacher. You sit down. It's picture time.
And that's the good thing. And that's what I want to give him. Because in the end, like being bilingual or trilingual or whatever, it's... If you have a kid, I think you're doing your kid a favor. It doesn't have to be English. It can be Persian or Italian or French, well,
that's
whatever.
That's the strange thing when I tell people that my son is, you know, speaks English, and everyone's like, oh, that's very good. Bra for him.
Yeah, you know. Bra. Because it's for free. It doesn't cost him anything in the end. And then he'll be standing there, General Secretary of the UN, and he'll be like, it's thanks to my English.
And he'll go... speaking Swedish, and I won't have a headphone, I won't have a headset, and I won't be able to translate it, and I'll be like, I'm proud of you, but I still don't understand you.
English, please, come on, Frank.
Is there anything coming up that you've got? That you'd
nothing.
Like to, nothing, you're just doing your thing?
I'm just being a dad, basically, and I try...
And confusing your child.
Yeah, I'm confusing my kids, but I think...
You like being a dad?
I think it's great, it's awesome. I mean, it's a blank slate that you can fill with anything.
Tiring though?
Not really. Well, they sleep at 7, and generally I just think it's fun. It's fun having somebody who thinks everything is awesome. He's made me, for instance, look a lot more at planes and helicopters when I'm alone. I almost had an accident today on my way here in the car because I saw a helicopter and I was like, helicopter.
So you were like, I'd love to be in there, cool with the weather. The travel. I want to do the travel.
Oh, we just had an accident on the E4.
The ironic thing is, was Kodjo crashing while looking up at us.
Hey.
Thank you so much for coming along, man.
Thank you for your
honesty in saying that it's been 8 years, Pitcher. Get your shit together.
Or don't. I'll go either way. This is probably why I should do politics.
Yes, you've just wriggled out of... That was one of your big kind of political statements pre-election.
Yes!
And then you went, actually, nah.
You know what? I started counting on it. Walls, super expensive. We're not going to build a wall.
What do you... here's the thing. What do you think about people coming here then? There we go. There's a little question. A little... Do you think the more the merrier, or do you think there should be like border, or do you not want to answer that? Or?
I think yes. No, but yeah, fuck yeah. Yes. I mean, I grew up in a Sweden where there weren't that many ethnicities. It sucks being a minority. It still sucks being a minority, unfortunately. And maybe it even sucks worse in a different way today, because I'm a lot more aware of being part of a minority. Mm-hmm. But I think yes, because I mean, no.
But you feel Swedish.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yes, I do, definitely. Yeah. But I also, have so many different roots. And for me growing up, it was, you know, growing up with Persians and Latinos. And I think that's where I got, this flair for accents and languages and stuff.
Because
you hear it so much. I heard Polish, I heard Spanish, I heard Russian, I heard Persian. And, you know, you get an enrichment from it. There's never a bad thing having an exchange with another culture.
I think it's brilliant.
Drinking their drinks.
Yeah, and understanding that they're just the same as us.
Yeah.
And they're great people.
If you prick me, do I not bleed? Yeah, well, you do, yeah.
So, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm good. I don't know why I pricked myself. That wasn't necessary. It's deep method.
I love those podcasts that ends up, okay. Thanks, mate.
Thank you.
This has been bloody joyful. I will, again, the aim is Pitcher learns it, but Pitcher, can you do it?
Is there a jingle?
There's a jingle that'll come out of
there
this.
There is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, so do you want to introduce the jingle?
No, I can do an outro.
Okay. So this has been my part. This has been Al Pitcher. Over to you, Kodjo.
You've just listened to Al Pitcher's pod and how useless he is in Svenska. Thank you.
See, that's what I like. I like somebody that brings their own outro when interviewed. Taka taka, Mr. Kodjo Akaloa. I quite liked when I tried to be his dad. Not tried, I've never pretended to be his dad. He's not my son. despite the court case. But when I actually tried to impersonate his father, and it wasn't loud enough, it wasn't strong enough. So good times with Kodjo. I liked that. I hope you liked it as well. And then later on that night, I wanted you to have this interview. I hope you like this interview. It was with Little Gubin, and yes, it was a bit late, maybe, when we did this interview. I don't know, but let's put it this way. He wasn't really into it, were you? Okay, and we are recording, my little friend. We are recording.
Yes, we are.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, little sound engineer, Frankis. Basically, I want you to help me get really good at Swedish. We know that, don't we?
Yeah, we know that.
But we had a moment before when we're in here. We're just about to record, and a little flugged around, didn't it?
Yeah, the fly.
And I caught it, didn't I?
Yeah, he didn't caught it. He smacked it.
But I didn't. Yeah, I smacked it with a book. That's kind of catching it, but it's kind of rough, wasn't it?
He didn't catch it. He takes it so it gets smashed. So now we've got blood on our window.
You've got blood on the windows. That's correct. So that's, you're very good as a witness. If there was like a crime, you'd remember everything, wouldn't you? You wouldn't lie either. They'd go, did he catch the robber? No, he squashed him against the window.
Yes, that's what he did. Yep. He did do that.
Yes, I know, with a book. But it's good for the Fluger, because the last thing the Fluger saw was like, oh, have I read that book? Good. So that went well. Do you think I'm quite funny, comedy-wise?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for that weird dramatic pause. What we're going to do now, we're going to talk about your week. On Monday, you went to you don't go to Dargies anymore, you go to school, don't you?
Hmm?
And then you went to school, you had fun, and then you found a gruda. A gruda?
A frog.
But I'm trying to speak Swedish, okay?
En gruda.
Gruda, yeah. And then the gruda, here's a joke for you.
Hmm?
Gruda grabs a kineen. What does the kineen say? Rabbit. Rabbit.
No. And can I say a joke about a frog now?
Yeah, go on.
What? Do the frog say when it goes into the library?
Into the library?
Hmm?
What does it say?
Reddit.
Classic. It's a classic.
Yeah.
So now tonight, it's Friday, we're going to have Fridags mis.
Yay!
Okay. Hur mår du?
Bra.
Tack. Jag heter...
Alan.
Yeah, wait. Jag heter pappa.
And pappa in Swedish.
Yeah.
If you want to say Al,
yeah,
then you say Allan.
Do you?
Allan means Al.
I don't think
Al
these people
Swedish.
Know my full name. They know me as Al. Never mind. Ingen fara. Ingen fara.
But if you want to know that, that's called Allan. If you want to know it in Swedish.
And you're called Frankie Ruttututut.
No, I'm called Frank.
Okay,
but in Swedish, you say Frankie.
Yes, and a fun day we had the other day, we went out and looked for Pokemon.
Yeah.
And we found a Squirtle.
Yeah.
And we just caught the Squirtle, didn't we?
Yeah, we just caught it.
We didn't smash it with a book against the window.
No.
We wouldn't do that.
No.
So tonight,
and
I'm going
to... You can't do that, but it's in the telephone.
Yeah, it's just a joke. And then what we're going to do tonight is I'm going to read a story to you, a bedtime story in Svensk.
Okay.
How does that feel?
Good.
What do you feel about me like learning Svensk? Do you think I'm getting better at some of the words?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah?
Hmm?
I'm not getting any worse, am I?
No.
And there's some words that, you know, like puss puss. I'm good at that, aren't I? Like puss puss. Good. So, you've been an absolute joy to have on this podcast. You haven't said a lot. That's my telephone now. Is that you ringing me, is it? Do you have a telephone? Oh, it's absolute chaos. We can't do this at the moment.
Sorry
about that.
Okay, we just pause. Pause.
And we're back.
Yeah, we're back.
And we're back. Good pause. So tonight I'm going to read you a story, and then tomorrow is Law Dag, and we're going to have Law Dag's goodies.
Yay!
We're going to go to a barn class.
Yes, Law.
Yeah, and then we'll be singing Yamoliva,
Yamoliva, Yamoliva.
And then we'll have torta. And then we'll go to sleep. So I've got.
Yeah.
So that's basically, I am picking up the Swedish words though, aren't I?
Yes, you are.
Thank you. Okay, well, you have been very quiet this time around, not very focused. Are you busy? You got things on your mind?
I'm looking outside and I think it's there. One tree is sunny, one tree, tree is... Vårt plommonträd är inte så soligt.
Plum tree is not in the sun.
Nej, vårt plommonträd är inte så soligt. Men det är vårt lövträd. Så man inte vet hur du...
Hej! I've got some English speaking listeners.
Okay, but think if don't people who can't English.
Can't eat.
Think about them people.
That's very good. Thank you so much for being on here. It's always a pleasure to have you. You sit on my knee and you make me so happy. Thank you for the kram. Do you like when people kram you?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of weird, isn't it? It's like kram, 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 kram. Okay. What did the oyster do to the other oyster when he gave him a hug? He went, clam, clam. Thank you so much. This has been my guest. This has been Frank, Little Pitcher. Give him a goodbye. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Ha ha! Fee fan! That's the way you want to do it. So I'm reading the books now in Svensk. I read them late at night to the kids, not too late, so they're not asleep. But they don't seem to be complaining so far. I'm absolutely trying very, very hard to kind of... I watch a lot of TV now in Swedish. I'm not quite there to actually speaking it, but I think I'm understanding a lot more. So I hope you really, really start to understand that picture, maybe getting ready for some svenska. But before that, here's some breaking news.
Breaking news about our picture.
Okay, the breaking news is this. I am doing shows. I'm in Gothenburg. I will be in Stockholm. I'll be in... Where am I going to be? I'm going to be everywhere. The best thing to do with the breaking news is go to which I talked about with Kodjo. www. It only started in 1989. It almost feels... Is it me or is it you? Is it me you're looking for? That song would be, instead of like, hello, it would be, hey, hey. I basically wanted to say this to you. I'm going to be doing loads of shows, right? 1989, the internet. You've got it on you. You've got it in you now. The internet. So go to the internet, go to the World Wide Web and put alpitcher.com in. You'll see all my shows. A very important one that I really want you to come along to is the Work in Progress shows. These are really, really important. I've got 10th. I've got the 24th. Is that correct? I hope it's correct. Please look on the website. It's dates I got coming up. They are at Stockholm Comedy Club. They're only 50 kroner. I hope that doesn't sound stupid when I say that. Only 50 kroner. But I wanted to put a price, you know. I wanted to put a price on the show because it's an absolute work in progress, okay? It's me trying material out for a tour that I will do in 2017, okay? So it'll be in October 2017 because you got to watch your deadlines. But yeah, October the 10th and 24th, I'm doing two work in progress shows. And also on October the 27th, I'm at Opalen Stand Up. That's in Göteborg. And then on October the 28th, I'm in Vårborg in Sweden at Vårborg's Humorfest. Also October the 5th, if you're in time for this, October the 5th, I'm also doing another show in Gothenburg at Vorland. But you can get all this information on alpitcher.com. And that, my friends, is the news that broke. This is the breaking news.
Oh, don't get me started. Why, oh why, do you even do this?
Right. I am not sure, but are the people of Sweden, are you slightly deaf? I'll say that again. Are you slightly deaf, hard of hearing? Every time now I seem to be going on public transport, whether it be bus, or train, or tunnelbahn, or spårvagn. The problem I have is people have got their headphones way, way too high. Okay, what? Not physically, not too high, like in the other wrong part of the ear. Just the volume, and it's worrying me because it's one of those things that annoys the shit out of me. But of course, you know, I've got that Swedish mentality now. I don't say anything. I just sit there going, which, of course, they can't hear, but they can just see me almost looking like I'm having a stroke. And yeah, so I really want people to just, I know that if you've got like a smartphone, right, there's a point where you can put it on EU settings. I know the British listeners won't be happy with this because they're leaving, aren't they? They voted to leave Brexit, but they haven't left yet. And they don't know what the shit they're doing. They've decided to leave. It's like being a Big Brother contestant and being voted out but staying. No one really knows what the shit's going on. So basically, we need to turn them down. Now, with the smartphones, you can put them on EU, okay? Also, it's going to be weird soon because they're going to have these new Apple iPhone things wireless, isn't it? They're wireless, and there's going to be people kind of just kind of moving closer with their headphones to annoy me even more. So there's my little rant this month. Svaria, turn down the volume. And also, why don't we talk to each other, eh? Sorry, come back. Please come back. Don't turn off now. No, I didn't mean to be so serious there. You don't have to talk to each other. Of course you don't. I see in London just the other day, they had this thing where you wear a badge on the tube and it was, come up and talk to me. You know, come and have a chat. Do you fancy a chat? And of course, the British people are like, no bloody way. Which, of course, I think the Swedes would be exactly the same. They'd be like, nah, fan. I'm not going to be told by a badge that I must talk to anyone because I don't need to talk to anyone. I am happy with my headphones blasting my ears. And then in the future, there'll be a point when I can't talk to anyone because I can't actually hear them. So, folks, let's turn it down, get talking, and so we need to turn down the volume. Rant over. Okay, tack så mycket, folks. Thank you for listening. Come and see me live whenever you can. Get in touch with me. Be my friend on Facebook. Listen to me on this, you have. And watch me on Instagram or just see my photos. In fact, just be my friend. As long as that sounds desperate in my mouth. Really, I'm not finishing this podcast well. I will see you in November. I will have another guest for you. I'll have the effervescent young Frank Pitcher. And also, if you think you need someone to be on this podcast, why not get in touch and tell me who they should be? I think next time I'll be talking to a Swedish teacher who will give me the tips. We've had the tips from Soran and Kodjo. Next, it's going to be a teacher of the Svenska. Tack så mycket. Thank you so, so much. Have a brilliant, brilliant month. And if you see me live, make sure you come up to me afterwards and say, hey, tjena, how's it going with the Prata Svenska?
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.